Now to a message we've heard before, a message I wonder how much longer we're going to be hearing. The Newfoundland and Labrador Employers Council says we are the highest taxed people in the country and that we have a major spending problem. The council's launched another campaign, this one called Another Way Forward. It's aimed at reducing taxes and government spending. They've hired economists from the Conference Board of Canada to do the research. Here's Richard Alexander. He's executive director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Employers Council.
Government has been telling people that the personal income tax is middle of the pack in Canada. That's a little misleading. Because just comparing state at tax rates doesn't give you a true understanding of what people actually pay in taxation. No matter what you call the tax, personal tax, deficit reduction levy, gas tax, or whatever, it all comes from the same wallet. And when you add up all these personal taxes, Newfoundland and Labrador has the second highest personal tax burden of any province in Canada, only behind Quebec. Yeah? Let me say this another way. Your government takes a larger percentage of your personal income than any other province in Canada except for the province of Quebec. So what's driving this? It's a couple things. One is the personal income tax increases in budget 2016 and the addition of the deficit reduction levy. So the Conference Board compared personal income tax burden as a proportion of total income for different income levels in every province in Canada. And what they found was this. In Newfoundland and Labrador, if you earn $50,000 a year or more, you are paying a greater share of your personal income than if you lived anywhere else in Atlantic Canada and substantially more than the Canadian average. Our gasoline tax is the highest in the country. It's about 12 cents per liter more than the Canadian average. Insurance premiums tax is the highest in Canada. Your insurance premium tax is nearly double what you would pay in New Brunswick.
That's Richard Alexander, Executive Director of the Employers Council on Taxation. Here he is with some of what he had to say on spending.
So as we all know, overall our spending problem is quite large. Our government spends 27% more than the Atlantic Canadian average per person. This is almost $3,000 more for every man, woman, and child that lives in Newfoundland and Labrador. The Conference Board said that government could reduce spending by $1.1 billion, and we would still have the most expensive government in Atlantic Canada. So where specifically could government save money? We all know that we have one of the largest public services in Canada. It is 45% larger than the Canadian average. It is clear that government is not willing to lay off unionized public sector workers. That's clear. But they could reduce its size by attrition, simply by not replacing everybody who retires. The 2015 government attrition plan put out by the PC government was to phase out 2 of every 10 retiring positions. This was estimated to save $300 million. $300 million is more than what the government generates annually in both the deficit reduction levy and the gas tax. So there are other options to reduce spending that can be achieved right now in negotiations with the public sector unions. And we are concerned about what we are hearing in the media about those negotiations. So union leadership didn't like what they were hearing at the negotiating table. There was a change, and now they like what they're hearing at the negotiation table. So this should raise alarm bells for every citizen in this province. Our government cannot justify wage increases to the public sector when they just asked taxpayers for $900 million in additional taxes and when they publicly admitted that we have a spending problem. So wages in core government in Newfoundland and Labrador are 28.6% higher than the Atlantic Canadian average, $311 higher per week on average. Conference Board calculated that government could freeze or roll back wages in core government by $75.7 million, and we would still have the highest paid government employees in Atlantic Canada. Okay. The same could happen in healthcare, but to a much lesser extent, but because there's more of them, government could save $83.5 million and still have the highest paid healthcare workers in Atlantic Canada. And just out of curiosity there, you see there's very little difference between the Atlantic Canadian average and what we're paying people in the education system in Newfoundland and Labrador. other parts of the public sector compensation package that are well above or don't exist in the private sector include things like health and dental benefits, right? And many of these areas, other benefit levels, have been dealt with by other governments. Things like severance. Severance represents $480 million in liability for taxpayers. This is more than double the amount that government brings in by the HST increase. The federal government recently got rid of severance in the public service. Sick leave. As we all know, government has a huge sick leave problem. Government spends more on sick leave than they do on road construction. Okay? If government reduced sick leave usage by just one quarter, they would save enough money to be able to lower the insurance tax premium to be the lowest in Atlantic Canada.
That's Richard Alexander, Executive Director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Employers Council. Premier Dwight Ball was at an event this afternoon on another matter, but the reporters wanted to know what he made of what the Employers Council had to say. Here's some of what the Premier said.
If we were to implement the Employers Council report today, it would mean thousands of cuts in healthcare services, cuts in education, and so on. We've laid out our 7-year plan, and so that's what we will be sticking with that. And the Employers Council, their approach will be very different, of course. It's one of tax reduction, and what they want to see is less services in for people in Newfoundland and Labrador. And I always look forward to engaging, no matter who they are, people of interest in securing the future for Newfoundland and Labrador. But as I said, we've laid out a 7-year plan to return to financial sustainability in our province. What I saw so far, as I looked at this, the report from the Employers Council, this is really a paper exercise. It's not about a people exercise. We know that this province is in a very, it's in a tough situation, and we've got to be disciplined, and we've got to really focus on where we are. And we need to work with people. We need to work with groups like our public sector workers. We need to work with groups like the Employers Council. But just taking a report and taking it off, out of some weekend gathering and suggesting that if you do this within a year, we would set this economy in a downfall. And that would not be good for Employers Council, their members as well. We are constantly looking for efficiencies in the way we deliver government. And we've done quite a bit of that already. And if there's a way to reduce government's footprint, if there's a way to be more efficient in the services that we deliver, well, then that is what we will do. We'll take the 7 years to get through that financial sustainability.
It's Premier Dwight Ball dismissing what the Employers Council has to say. Say we shouldn't do it now. We should take a full 7 years and do it his way. Which way do you think is the right way? Their way forward or another way forward? Call TalkBack. Let me know. 1-800-465-6846. That's the number to dial. Our email address is on the go at cbc.ca.